Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Catch Your Spirit with host Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Catch Your Spirit. Happy holidays. Hoping each and every one of you had a beautiful and loving Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Don't you just love that word? This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know, if you're feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, or maybe even the holidays are getting you down, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. I have some spots opened for the winter season with a really awesome winter bonus, good right now if you join by the end of the year. You can find out more about that at theempoweredspiritprogram.com or email me or contact me through my Facebook page. And I would like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private group that will offer you some private support, blessings, energy, as well as articles and information on energy healing, spiritual development, and intuitive work. We are starting a 21 times 2 Day Abundance with Reiki program on January 1st. All you have to do is be a member of the group to get in on this amazing meditation that will magnify your energy and help you to bring abundance and prosperity into your life for 2017. Come on over. All you have to do is join. You can invite your friends. You'll be accepted into the group, and you can learn so much more. We are growing with so many things going on in there. Empowered Spirit Circle Facebook group. So how is everyone? Hoping everyone had a great weekend, full of cheer. I know it's not always easy, and there are some that find the holidays challenging. I know that I do. So what I do like to do is to take that day for myself. I like to meditate. I take the extra time to really just find that spiritual and sacred space within my own self. Yesterday, I was out at the medicine wheel. Many of you have heard me talk about this beautiful medicine wheel that I created this year out on some land I have. And yes, it's time to sit in the north. That's the season of the winter. And so I did. I sat there, looked around. I had to clean up a lot of rocks. They were all kind of all over the place, putting them back into line. And I thought how interesting the parallel was for me as I looked around to all the seasons, the directions, as I looked around to my own life as well. And I will say that brought up memories and brought up tears and brought up a little grief. But the good thing is that through those tears, through those reflections, I was able to let go of so much that I was holding on to. Just let it go, drop it off. Really don't want all that old stuff to follow us into the new year, right? And as the year moves from January till now, we gather lots of energy. Some we need, but there's lots and lots of it that's just excess, that's stuff, that's unfinished. And it really can get in our way. It can muck it all up before we even get started into the new year. And so that's what we're going to really talk about today. And we're going to do some readings on it. What is it that is blocking you? How can we reflect on the life? And I'm going to be offering a couple of tips to help you to do this. I know that throughout 2016, many shifts have been happening. And most recently, through these last few months, we've really opened up to some really big portals of energy. And I know that it's challenging, and I know that many of us are wondering what's going to happen with the whole presidential election coming forward and Trump taking over and all these many things going on. It's so hard to find the truth right now. So all the more reason that we really have to dig into our inner guidance and really tap into that spiritual aspects of life to show us and to help us learn and understand what is the truth right now. How can we stand forward and stand strong in our own power and overcome a lot of this darkness that many of us are feeling? I know that I've been looking to the energy at its standing rock for my own inspiration. They're still standing. There's about 500 people right now out at the camps because the weather is like 50 below. There's blizzards all around. But the women that started it are still standing. We have a lot of energy coming up in the new year of what's going to be going forward. And so I use that as my inspiration. When I feel a little down, it reminds me to stand strong in my energy, to remember the sacred elements. Water is life. Many Wachoni, they are standing up for that, for not only themselves, but for all of us. And so I look to my own life and ask, where can I stand up for even more myself, for my students, for all of you that are listening? How can I spread that light? And that is about living in my truth. That is about letting go of what isn't serving. And so I'm offering this program, especially today, as I continue to send prayers out to them. Now, I know that 2016 and 2017 are only really separated by a little millisecond on the clock, right? But if we really begin to look at it from a spiritual perspective, you can create a huge shift in your energy body. So the three steps I'm going to work with today are going to help us to really easily and effective review our life and let go of it. So before I get into the energy, let's just bring all of ours together and let's do a little centering as we open up to this work coming around to the end of the year. So wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes, take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Send all that energy all the way down the body. Let go of all that running around this morning. Inhaling, bringing that breath up through the body, up through the crown, opening up into the heavens. And exhale, send that breath all the way back down, deep into Mother Earth. Inhale, opening up, bringing that breath all the way up as we call in divine guidance, our spiritual teachers, the masters, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today, opening up to this new season of winter. To the north and the south, the east and the west, above us, below us, right into the heart, right into the very center, asking anything less than light to be gone, and only the highest vibrations be with us today. Taking a nice deep inhale as we call in the energy of the angels to offer us some guidance as we close out this year. Choosing from my beautiful angel cards. The card of enchantment comes up, but it is reversed. So the enchantment in itself is a beautiful card. It shows a picture of a unicorn. But being reversed, it wants me to remind all of us not to get lost in the darkness of the universe, but to remember that all around us enchantment lies. Yes, there are miracles that come. Yes, there are unicorns that can come in through our dreams. Yes, there are so many things that can come to us. The card is blue and it's beautiful spiritual energy showing the birds flying around and the trees all around us too. So reminding us to tap into the energy of the earth, to not let that be gone, to not let the enchantment of all life be dimmed by the struggles and hardships many of us are feeling right now. So let us open up to this enchantment as we go to close our year and find all the many ways that the enchantment has come into our life that perhaps we have overseen. Taking a nice deep inhale, and just for a moment, think for your own self, where has that enchantment been in your life? Can you find one glimmer or many as you open up to that energy? Exhaling out, feeling your feet on the ground, centering your energy, coming back. So the thing that is very important that I have found to do right here at the end of the year is to take a little extra time for reflection. reflection on your year, and to ask your higher self three very important questions. So the first thing that we do as we reflect back on our year is to ask yourself, what did you do that you are really proud of this year? We started off with praise because it's important to own it, to feel it, and to allow these moments when you've been really proud for the work that you've done to build your confidence. This will raise your vibration, and then all that other shit will fall off. It will be so much easier to let go. Higher vibration allows the lesser vibrations to fall away. Something I learned from Dr. David Hawkins. So just take that moment right this second, or perhaps you'll come back to it later. You can always download the podcast again. And just think about it. Where are those moments that you're really proud of this year? Was it getting through a struggle? Was it starting something new? Was it opening up to your own spiritual guidance? What is it? And offer gratitude. As we move into the next thing, it is all about gratitude, because gratitude is another ascending emotion. When you offer gratitude, you acknowledge your higher self in a much more empowering way. And when we learn from the lessons, guess what? We don't have to repeat them again and again and again. So that second part is, what lessons can you be grateful for that you learned from the mistakes that you made? What are they? I know when I learn from my mistakes, it makes it so much easier than going on rather than feeling like I'm just a failure. Yes, we all have lessons to learn. And the third thing that I find has been really helpful for me is when I ask myself, what do I have the courage to let go of? When we offer courage, it offers you a way to build strength, especially in the face of grief or pain. Finding that courage to let the stuff go can allow you to stand in your Tadasana. Tadasana is a mountain pose in yoga. It's a starting position for all the other standing positions. So as you stand in your Tadasana, feeling your feet on the ground, imagine, pretend, visualize all that you can let go and send it down into the universe so that it can be transformed back into the light. What do you have the courage to let go of? So these are the three things we're going to look at today as we go through the card readings and bring you on and answer these questions. And if you're listening later on, perhaps the cards that are pulled today are meant for you since you're listening. So let us all take them in. Let us clear the year so that we can start 2017 fresh. All right. So those are the things. What did you do that you're really proud of? What lessons can you be grateful for? And what do you have the courage to let go of? So I'm going to go to the callers. We're going to draw three cards in relationship to these questions and see what spirit has to offer. All right, Rose, you've been holding for about 25 minutes. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is it cold up there in New Jersey?
Not today. It's really nice out. It's in some, like 50-something, so it's not too bad. It's almost January.
Yeah, we had record 78 yesterday myself. I was outside. All right, Rose, tell me when to stop shuffling.
All right.
All right. So we're going to pull three cards. All right. So you've had some struggles going on in this past year, but the biggest struggles really are all that mental chatter going on. I drew the Ten of Swords, but it's upside down. So there's something that you need to let go of. Ha ha, perfect for this conversation. But you're having trouble letting it go. Something has come to an end in this past year. So we offer gratitude. Do you know what that is for you?
Yes.
Okay. So just for a moment, offer some gratitude. Praise it and honor it and let it go. It starts in the mental plane. So some of it is caught up in the mental cycles of your own mind. So bring some breath there. And know that there are some lessons. And some of which is all about holding on too tight for you. The next card that comes up is the Four of Pentacles. So there is a lesson here about holding on too tight. When we hold on too tight, there isn't any air to breathe or any energy to move. Can you see that about this?
Yes.
Yeah. So in order to have that energy move, we have to just bring it in, use the breath, and free up some of that energy. The card with the pentacles is he's holding on. He's got his feet, everything, his hands, everything, holding. So release a little bit, let go. And then the next thing that comes up can help you to have that courage, because the thing is when you stand in your passions and your truth, that's all you need to do. You don't have to get defensive about it. You don't have to defend it. You just have to stand in it, because you will come out ahead. Are you feeling like you're having to defend yourself a lot?
Not more than usual.
Not more than usual. Yeah. Because the card that comes up for this is the Seven of Wands. And so that's all about some of that spiritual energy coming forward, some of that passionate energy coming forward, and the ideas that you want to bring. And it's always like you're having to defend yourself and ward them off. But just go deeper into your path. Go deeper into what it is that you are bringing forward. So as you let those old ideas drop away, let the mental chatter of the mind that's getting in your way, let that go. Look at the lessons that you have created from that by holding on too tight. And then you can stand a little freer. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So I hope that you can take some time to review this and to review your life for the year so that you can let go, so that you can come into 2017 a little cleaner and a little clearer.
Yeah, it's getting easier to let go, so I'm looking forward to the new year.
Good. So follow those tips. Offer some gratitude, review the lessons, and here, as the cards are saying, it's over, okay? Let go.
Right.
Be sure to follow me. I've got some great news coming up in the new year, so push that follow button. All right, and join my Facebook group. Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right. So take a nice deep inhale, everyone. And perhaps there's some old projects for you, too, that are just mentally draining you. And just know that it's over. And just cut them out. Use a grounding cord. Send them back down to the universe. Don't hold on too tight, especially to our monies, especially to our relationships. It needs breathing room. And know that when you have them, passion that you stand for, that you don't have to defend it. Just be that passion, be that action, and then the rest will follow. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Send that breath all the way down, exhaling out. All right, Jay, calling on you from Canada. How are you today?
Good, help yourself.
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. We're nice and warm down here. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what part of Canada you're calling from.
Western Canada, so it's kind of cool up here.
Oh, I bet. What's going on, my friend?
So you're talking about what we're grateful for this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so briefly, I did a seven-month yoga intensive. That took me January 1st to July 30th.
Nice.
This year. And what was the second question there? Sorry, I forgot that.
Some lessons that you learned from your struggles.
Oh, dealing with lots of anger and abandonment issues.
Ooh, okay. All right. And then the third thing is what you have the courage to let go of.
Oh, actually a lot of anger and some, well, you know, the abandonment stuff. So that was great. And the fourth question, I think, too, wasn't there?
That was it, the three. And then now we're going to look and see what Spirit wants to help you with. All right? So just tell me when to quit shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. All right. So the first thing that comes up is the Three of Pentacles, and it's reversed. So the thing that is really important to do is to take a step back right now from all that you've done and really own it, all right? So even the teacher training, the yoga training that you've done it and did it, sometimes what we do is we do stuff and we do it so quickly that we don't own it and we don't take the opportunity to step back and review, because that's what the three is about. It's that initial completion. Let me look at what I've done. And then really owning it, taking it in. That's how we build our confidence with what we've done. Sometimes when we push it too fast and we don't own it, we just can never build that third chakra energy at all. And then sometimes we can have that underlying energy that you're talking about, the anger, come forward. But really, really take some time to review those things that you're really proud of, as we talked about in the first part of this formula. And then I want you to know, my friend, that you will be moving into calmer waters. Yay! The next card that comes up is the Six of Wands. The Six of Swords, all right? So that is the mental plane, the Swords. But it's a beautiful card because it shows that you're being rowed away from all the turbulence in your life to something that is a much calmer state for you. So I imagine that you have learned some meditation skills along with your yoga practice, and now would be a really great time, especially this week, to really practice those skills and to trust that you are moving into a calmer situation. Does that resonate for you?
Well, yes. Did a lot of work this year. And also what I did as accomplishment was actually take an improv course, and that shook up a lot of things too.
Oh, those are really fun improv courses. Yes. My guest last week, Filippo Vitaggio, he teaches improvement. He teaches a workshop around that. We talked about it last week. And I actually did this past year myself. I did some dance improv. Get me back on stage. And that was a lot of fun. Yes, it really opened me back up to being out in the spotlight. That was a really good thing. So good for you. I like that. And you can use some of those skills. Yes, improv brings us into the moment, right? It brings us into that present awareness.
Present.
And that will help. That will help with the mental chatter of the mind. All right, that's really important.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been a little bit of love loss too. The cards aren't showing it, but from what your energy coming forward. And part of that has been a little bit from that critical mind. Someone in your life being a little too critical, creating some of that anger for you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely family stuff, eh? So.
Yeah. So the thing is with the Queen of Swords, when it does show up, it also reminds us to look at an aspect of our own self that is also critical of who we are. So just looking and noticing yourself, are you being too critical with your own accomplishments right now or your own relationships right now? It's asking you to take a look at that as well. And then the thing that comes up for the end here is it shows the Nine of Wands, which is you standing in front of all your passions, knowing that you are out front with what it is that you're doing, and you have to believe in that yourself. Yeah. How does that feel?
Well, that feels good because, you know, this next year is going to be doing more improv, which is going to be a lot more fun, taking a lighter thing of what I accomplished for this year of doing, like, less hours for the yoga intense. I'm taking it over again, but I'm just going to do, like, less hours. And actually getting away from actually going with the spiritual healings and just getting myself up more and having more fun, because I got to have more fun this year coming up. That's the plan.
Yeah. Well, you know, the wands also represent our creativity. So it is indicating that it is a good time for you to stand in front of that. The card shows one person, you're the man holding the wand and then all the wands behind him. So stand in that power of your creativity abilities. That also opens up our intuition as well. It's a similar creative faculty is also our intuition. So using that intuitive abilities that you have and let that expand as you move more into the improv. Who did you do your yoga training with?
I didn't really do yoga training. I did it with a good teacher, a good friend, actually. Do you want a name or anything like that?
No, I just was curious if there was a program up there in Canada that you wanted to promote. I was just offering you that. That's all right. No big deal.
Well, sure. Well, I did it with actually a teacher that I knew for about 3 years, and it was actually dealing with the emotional mandala, where your emotions stand and where they come from and things like that. I dove in really deeply with it and just did it. It was a long course and 40-day modules and 40 days of actually doing yoga in it. So it would be basically about 80 hours, 40 days. So, I learned a lot about where these emotions come from how to deal with them and what it feels like in the body. It's about being present, too. So it was a good thing. I would recommend to anybody. Her name is Amanda Ings. So she's a great
Amanda
teacher.
Ings. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. So the only thing really coming up here is that critical state of the mind, being sure that it doesn't get in your way and using more of your passionate and your creative energy to stand in front of that. And that's going to help you. So taking your year, really take the time to really reflect on all that you've accomplished because you have. It may not seem it if the anger gets in the way, but you have accomplished a lot. You're going to be moving into calmer waters and you do that through your creative ability, not the mental chatter. All right.
Awesome.
Blessings to you. Be sure to follow me. Join my Facebook group. I'd love to have you. All right, Jay.
Love you, Terry. Thank you much.
Take care. To your spirit.
Take care. Bye-bye. To your spirit, too. Bye.
All right. So we had some very good messages with that. And perhaps you too have had some accomplishments this year and you really haven't had a chance to really own them. That's what this Three of Pentacles is all about. Taking a step back, looking at the accomplishments and really owning up to them and really finding the confidence with your own self that you did it. Know and trust that as you release the mental chatters of the mind, you can move into calmer waters. For many of us, it's just the mental chatter, all that chit-chat of the mind that gets in their way. Because in essence, it is our passions and our desires that open us up to really the greatness in our lives. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, letting the energy go, inhaling and exhaling. All right, let's see. I'm going to move on to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. What part of Ohio are you calling from?
From Columbus.
Columbus. Ah, I know Taylor Hunt. Yeah. Do you know Taylor Hunt in Columbus?
No. No.
He has the Ashtanga studio there. Yes, he does some awesome work. Yes, he came to Birmingham. I also went to school in Athens, so I am familiar with Ohio. So how's everything for you today?
It's fine. I'm very, very happy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right.
I'm glad that I found you.
Yay. Well, be sure and follow me to keep up with what's going on. I've got some big announcements coming up. All right, so tell me when you're ready for me to shuffle the deck, or to quit shuffling, I should say.
Okay, now.
All right, well, I had a card that fell right out. Whoops, I had two cards that fell right out. And whenever they fall out, they insist that I talk about them. So the first card that comes up is a beautiful Page of Cups. So how's your love life? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
How is your love life, Laura? Because the card that comes forward is a Page of Cups, which is all about a new message coming forward for you about the heart. Have you been able to receive those messages around you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, because even the next card that came right after that, and these jumped out. I mean, so whenever they jump out, they're meant for you. The next is the Two of Cups, which is the Lover's card. Are you in a love relationship right now? Are you questioning a love relationship?
No. No, we're fine. I'm very happy.
Well, the universe is definitely supporting you in that, and that is coming forward for you at this time. So offer lots of gratitude if that's in your life right now and let you bring that forward into the new year. So the aspects that come forward from this is that a lot of passion going on for you. And the thing that comes up is the Strength card, it's a major arcana. It's all about you having the courage to embrace this even greater into the infinite impossibilities in your life. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
It is beautiful cards. Yes. Are you in doubt of this?
Excuse me. I can hear
you
well, sir.
That's okay. Are you in doubt of this? These are beautiful cards coming up for love all around you, for love in your relationships, for the passion, the energy of passion that is a part of who you are, and for you to find the strength to embrace all of this even greater. So if you're having any fear about it or any doubt, the universe is supporting you with it. I love the Strength card. It's about having that ability to have that courage to tap into parts unknown, especially that infinite possibilities that are all around you. So it's taking that love, yes, and bringing it forward as you move into the new year with strength and with courage to open up.
I love it.
I love it too. These are excellent cards, beautiful cards, yes. So I wish you all the luck with this in your life as you go forward. Love is one of the highest vibrations that we can have. Yay.
I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Please be sure and follow me. Join my Facebook group, Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. Thanks again. Happy holidays. Beautiful cards. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, those are beautiful cards. I'll take them. Messages of love coming forward. Yes, I know right now, astrologically, we are in a cycle of love being all around us. So opening up to that possibility is for all of us. Really, that's what that strength card is about. Sometimes we want it, but we don't want to take the energy to find it or to receive it. And so maybe somewhere in your own life, it is all around for you as well. And if you can, open up. Receive all that passionate energy that the universe and the cosmos are bringing our way right now. So take a nice deep inhale. I love it when the cards fall out. Exhale, send that energy all the way down, deep into the earth. Inhaling and exhaling. All right, let's see. One. Let's go to Gigi. Hi, Gigi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I love the readings.
Yeah, those are some really good cards. They just picked up. I'm going to shuffle. How's your year been?
How's my year? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, how's your year been?
Yeah, my year has been, a little bit of everything. And I'm feeling like a chapter is closing for sure.
Okay.
I'm ready to let go.
All right. So let's see what Spirit has to offer. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay, now.
Okay. Take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. All right. So we start off with the Five of Swords, that is reversed. So there have been some struggles going on for you. But the thing is, you're coming out still standing on your feet. All right?
Yes.
So sometimes we look at struggles and we go, oh my gosh, how can I make it through? But sometimes, I know I have this, that I just, it's like the cat that keeps coming around, right? Landing on their feet each and every time. But that
mm-hmm.
also relates back to what we were talking about in the beginning. Where are the lessons? Right? So,
right.
Yes, you just said something needed to be let go, and this also indicates that there are things walking away, right? There are things that are moving out off to sea as you stand mm-hmm. in your truth, and that has so much power, right? And it takes a lot of courage,
yeah.
as we talked about. So just honor that courage and honor that ability to walk away. Because I think the thing that you're afraid of is that when you do that, you're going to lose some of your power. You're going to lose some of that creative forces about yourself. Does that feel like that?
No, it feels a little scary because it came up pretty suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with my residence. And it's like, okay, so I have X amount of time, which is, you know, to me, very little, to find another place. And I'm not, you know, there's all kinds of things that are coming up for me, like non-security issues that I don't feel the security of what's going to be required of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is also the Seven of Wands, and it's also reversed. So both of these cards are reversed, and it's kind of like, you know, it's like embracing some of those struggles. So there is some of that fear there. There is the struggles going on. And when we give in to those struggles, it's hard to open up to manifesting that clear energy. So
right.
I know that can be challenging. I know that there were some things over the weekend that came up for my own self about, okay, when things change here, where am I going to go? Where am I going to live? And
yeah.
so a lot of fear
mm-hmm.
can arise from that. But then as soon as I was able to release that fear, I realized that, yes, there will be something that will open up. But when we hold
yeah.
on to that fear, and this is kind of what it is, because some of it's passion and creative energy for you as well that's being blocked right now, that we can't see what it is that we need. And some of it comes into, we have the Devil card next, which the Devil is reversed here too. And some of that is self-sabotage, which a lot of the mental chatter can be self-sabotage, where we talk ourselves out of trying to find the new circumstances in our life because we're holding on to the past or we're holding on to the fear of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for myself that when that fear arises, you know, getting into a meditation practice, you ever do any tapping, EFT tapping?
I don't really resonate with EFT.
Okay. Well, I do. So I was going to offer that. To me, it's one of the quickest ways to get through fears, to bring us back into a peaceful state of mind. But whatever modality you work with is what is important right now, because the fear is coming in. And all three of these cards, the fear is coming in for you. And so I find that until I can remove the fear, I can't move forward in what I need to do. I can't see a clearer picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just got the news. So for me, it's a process. I'm working through that for sure.
Okay. All right. So using your breath, using your meditation, and not letting go of your passions and your desires, but the mental chatter is really important to let that go of. And any other kind of, you know, addictions that keep you bound to the same situation. Universe is just asking you to check in on that. Important. Yeah. You're way clear.
Any inspiration for going forward in terms of letting go and the outcome of that?
Yes, I draw a couple more cards here to see about that. Part of it is just doing your work. It's really doing your work and knowing that there is abundance, the Eight of Pentacles. And that's like do you have a ritual right now? Because rituals help us to stay disciplined. Yes. So when you have those rituals, it's like continue with the ritual. Continue with that methodic of I wake up, I do my breathing. This is what I do. I do my meditation. I do my yoga. I do my pranayama. And that helps me to really set my energy. And it doesn't even really allow any of that negative feelings to come forward that I may have been carrying from the day before. So that's one of the cards that come up, is just to do that methodical work of really getting out of your own way. And then the next card that comes up, which is a really pretty card, is Justice. So it feels to me like you've got some of that unfair energy around you, like why did this happen? What is going on? So with the Justice card, it's going to help you to be able to balance that out. So something is going to come up that's going to help to balance those scales, because right now it doesn't feel very equal. All right.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So there's the help right there. So be methodical, stick to your rituals, right? Even I know sometimes when we get in despair and fear and all that, we don't want to do anything that we know is good for us, right? We seem to want to go to the outskirts, but stay true to your practice and know that Justice card is there for you, that the scales will come back to where you do feel it is more balanced, because it doesn't seem that way right now. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. All right, my friend, follow me on Facebook, join our group. We're going to do an abundance program starting on the 1st. Love to have you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
To your spirit. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
All right. So take a nice deep inhale, everyone, and exhale out. So sometimes we can all get caught into the fears and the stresses and struggles, especially when something comes up out of surprise and shock, and that's not something that we want. But when we stick to our practice, we go deeper, we honor the struggle, we find the lesson, then we can find the courage to move through. It's exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. And then as the card showed, that Justice card comes up to help balance those scales. All right, take a nice deep inhale and exhale, sending the energy all the way down as we clear it, and I shuffle the cards some more. All right, so we're going to go to 3774. Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne, and I just wanted to see what you saw for my love life in 2017.
Okay, Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Got a little warm up there today, too, didn't it?
Yeah,
631. I knew I recognized that. I used to live in Port Washington. All right, tell me when to start shuffling.
Okay.
All right, take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Love life. Love life, love life, love life. All right, very interesting. What's coming up is the first card I drew, which I really love this card, is the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups is about love, it is about emotions, and it's about a young, innocent love. But the thing is that the card is reversed. So the thing that it tells me is that the energy's there. It's underneath the surface. But the thing that comes up next is the Page of Wands, of Swords. I'm sorry, the Page of Swords, and it's reversed. So that's kind of like that mental chatter coming in and getting in your way of being able to receive it and being a little too critical of all those that are around. because the next card right behind that is the Queen of Swords. So we've got a little bit of that mental chatter that's coming in that gets in the way of seeing where that love is for you. Does that resonate at all?
No. I'm ready. I'm trying to be open-minded, but I have to be a little bit attracted to the person.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying not be attracted to the person, but I'm talking about a little bit of just that judgments about everything, the criticalness about everything, and mostly about yourself. That's where it starts. So where are you, you know, talking yourself
trying
out
not,
of?
Yeah, it's hard.
That's what I'm
try to
about.
Diet after the holidays. But, you know, I'm open to meeting new people. You know,
good.
That's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be alone anymore.
All right. So doing what you can to get out of that chatter of the mind, doing what you can to really love yourself. You know, really understanding that the actions we take is all about loving ourselves. So eating healthy and being healthy in the mind, the body, and the spirit is really important, because I believe when we love ourselves first and foremost, that's where it radiates out. Because when we can't do that, when we're critical in ourselves and we use all the negative self-talk, then we're really blocking all of the other energy.
Got it. I mean, I can find somebody while I'm dieting. I don't have to be as soon as I want to before I can even date, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So treating yourself with love and respect, because if you are eating healthy, that's a very loving thing to do. And those are the kind of things that can help get out of the chatter of the mind and help you to find that creative, passionate energy, because it's there for you. It really is. And then the card that comes up right after this is the Magician. And that is the ability to manifest, right? To bring it in, to open up to that infinite possibility. But the most important thing from these cards here are those wands, which is all about the mental anguish that we put ourselves through. And that can block everything else around us. So as you move into this new year, and even before, you know, we get to the new year on Sunday, just take a little bit of time this week and really let go of any of that negative self-talk, any of that mental chatter. And really open up to your heart. So we drop out of the ego by coming into the heart. And I think that ego is what gets the best of many of us. So we open up to receiving, first and foremost, our love. And then once we receive our own love and can feel that self-love, we can radiate it out. And that's what is attractive to all those around us. Yeah. So I love the Magician card. It's about bringing down from the divine into the physical manifestations on earth. And if love is what you want, then it's opened up for you. How does that feel?
Good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I wish you the best of luck. Join in our Facebook group. We'll be doing a Manifesting for Abundance program starting on the first Empowered Spirit Circle.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too. Happy holidays. Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, that mental chatter can get in the way of so many things, that critical points of view on ourself. No, we don't have to be the thinnest in order to find love. No, we don't have to have the perfect body. What is perfect anyway? But what we do need is to have that innocence of love, that unconditional love within our own heart, that innocent love, and let that radiate out. Very important. Remove the ego and open up to manifesting. Bringing from divine spirit all the way down to the earthly plane. Yes, it's exactly what we'll be doing in our 21-day times 2 meditation for abundance program in the group. We'll be clearing out the blocks. We'll be opening up the desires and offering gratitude. And we'll be using the Har Prosperity Chant as well. So join us in that. Starts January 1st. All you have to do is join the Facebook group, Empowered Spirit Circle. All right, so let's just take a nice deep inhale and exhale, opening up. Kind of lost where I was. I have so many callers here. Let's see. I think I was just in New York. I think I have not called you. 1416, 1416.
Hey,
hello.
Terry. Hi.
Yeah,
Terry.
Hi.
Thanks for being a bright spirit on the planet. We need it.
Thank
you. We need
you.
To remind everybody how bright they are.
That is so true. Who's calling?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Where
Eileen
are you calling from?
Means light. I'm in Miami, Florida.
All right. How's your year been, Eileen?
Oh, it's been very, let's say, I'm not going to use that word. My life is all about transformation. I'm a catalyst. So wherever I go, I do things in people's
beautiful.
Lives at the world. Thank you. So
beautiful.
I've had some issues that were coming to the surface because I had to do a lot of emotional clearing and cleaning, which I did, and did a lot of crying and releasing and connecting to childhood things and, you know, that was stored. So now I'm in that place of I've always loved myself. I just didn't have the right partner to share it with. And that's what I know God's going to bring me next, because I share with the world all the time through my work. But now I want to have that twin flame partner, you know, that's coming in. And I know it, feel it. But I'm just working towards being calm, cool, and collective.
All right. Well, let's see what Spirit has to offer. All right. You do have a lot of energy coming in. And the first card I drew was the Lovers. Hello.
Hello.
So this is the Major Arcana Lovers. So that is always a choice, right? It's not always about relationship lovers, but it's always about where you're being really true and really loving to your divine self. And you are asking for twin flame energy, which is a very high vibrational energy. So it is around you. It is definitely around you. And the next card that comes up is the Knight of Wands. All right, so that's coming in, and that's coming in with passion and desire. So you being really open to it right now is hugely important as you move forward. And the next card is the Knight of Pentacles. So, hello, maybe there's two.
Well, I think I have to finish up one last commitment that I gave to my ex-husband, and as soon as I pay that off, then I'm free to receive the other.
Well, there you go. What's stopping you? You got it.
January 8th, after Mercury goes direct, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, the energy is all there. I need not draw any more cards because it started exactly telling you what you had. And it is around you, Eileen. So, yes, continue to do the work serving others and make that commitment to open up to that. Clear up that. That's perfect. The two cards showed up. That is perfect. So you are right in alignment with everything going on. Yeah.
Yay.
Stay true. Yay. I love it. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yeah.
I just friended you on, I asked to be your friend on Facebook, so you'll see.
Thank you. Yes, and I'll bring you into the group. I'd love your energy in the group. I love it. All right.
Well, yeah, you can welcome me. I was trying to find the group, but I couldn't find the group. You have a Reiki group going, but I'm an artist. I'm a painter, so.
Great.
I'm doing that right now
as
we speak.
It's up level to the Empowered Spirit Circle Facebook group. So I'll find you and put it in there. So thank you. Yay. And follow me.
Okay.
I've got a big announcement coming up about my show. So follow me. And thank you for calling in and sharing your light as well. We all need it. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Yay.
To your spirit.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
The Lover's card, that's what she's asking about, and two things, two men. So, yes, she has to clear up one to get the other. I love it. All perfect. Yes, so sometimes we don't even realize it is around us. We just have to open up to it. So beautiful. So maybe you find yourself in a similar circumstance. Know that that love is around. Make that commitment to your divine self. Love yourself, and then that will attract. Absolutely. So beautiful cards today. Yes, lots asking about love. I know I question it myself and opening up to it. The cosmos are talking about it as well. It's in the stars for many, many of us. And yes, like Eileen was saying, thank you, Eileen, you can make a difference. Every one of us is really out there now that is so important that we do embrace our spiritual self to shine our light and not to underestimate the power that we all can carry. Each and every one of us can make a difference right now as we go into this new year. We all need to stand up for truth, to find that truth. Don't take stuff for value, but check it out. Question it. Really look into what it is. We're going to be having all of that next year where we're not going to be really sure what is true and what is not. So it's up to you to know that. And to know that, you must know your own divine self. Very important. So my big news that I've been hinting at for the last few weeks is that this is the last episode of Catch Your Spirit. It's been a really amazing couple of years for me being on air, but not to be lost to nothing. I am actually up-leveling my show, joining forces with the Empowered Spirit Program. And coming January, this will become the Empowered Spirit Show. So not only will I be talking about tapping into the spirit, but how we can empower our spirit, how we can empower ourselves to live in that light and to find the courage and the confidence to stand with spirit at all times. I'm very excited to be expanding. My program has been quite successful, and I'm sure this show will too. I'll be having guests, more readings, and all that I can offer to help empower your spirit. So I'm very excited about expanding this. It will continue to air on Mondays. Podcasts are always available, and we'll be offering more support with the Empowered Spirit Circle. So they will all be joining forces together. Very excited about that. So please do join me. I'm going to have some great bonuses coming up when I return in January, and I hope you'll be there to receive these bonuses as well. And as I've mentioned again, the Abundance with Reiki starts on 1-1. No cost for the program at all, but you can join the group. You need to join the group to get the postings and the guidance. We'll be posting each day. The more we join and magnify the energy, the more that our vibration will raise for all of us. It's great for group abundance. So I invite you to join in with that. You can find it on Facebook or do like Eileen did, find me on my Facebook page and I will put you in there. Also, it's not too late to take advantage of my winter bonus for the Empowered Spirit Program. It's a 5-step program to creating sacred space, remaining centered and grounded. Join before the end of the month and that is yours. So let's just all take a nice deep inhale as I go to close the show. Very grateful for all my guests, for all those that have been a part of this show to get it out there. Very grateful to have the opportunity to voice all that I feel and all that I'm passionate about for the spirit, for our intuitive guidance, and for the spiritual direction in our lives. I am honored to share this with each and every one of you. As we go to end the year, may you take the time to honor your path, all the lessons that you've learned, offer gratitude, and find that courage to let go of what doesn't serve. Know that when you let go, something new will come in. Taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Yes, the tears come up. It's been a great couple of years, and I am so excited to move forward and see what comes forward. I will be back January 16th as we start out a Radiant Self series. Yes, we're going to be talking about some of the things we can do for our body and our mind to fuel our spirit as we empower it. My first guest will be Dr. Gregory Teft with his book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. Very excited to have him on. 1-1, we start our Reiki meditation. Please be sure to join that group. If you're in the local area, Birmingham Yoga, we're going to be starting a Reiki meditation circle on Wednesdays, 5:30 and 6:30. We'll be meeting, starting that on 1-11, January 14th. In the local area, Reiki 1 certification at Natural Forces Studio. And January 21st, we're going to get through the retrograde. And then we are going to pretend, imagine, visualize 2017. You've got your intentions. You've got your vision board. Now what? How do you bring this in? We'll be opening up our imaging faculties, our intuition. This is an intuitive development workshop at Birmingham Yoga. So be sure to follow me for all the updates. Be sure to join me back here on January 16th as I open up to the Empowered Spirit Show, offering some really great bonuses for listening. Thank you all again for joining. May you find your way through this year. Stresses and struggles, learn from those lessons. Open your heart. Don't be afraid to cry. Don't be afraid to let the tears out. That's how we release. Empower your spirit. Find the guidance. Bring it in. Trust it. And have the courage to stand in it. Thank you all again for joining me. The tears are just falling. I don't know why. I'm just really happy for the year I've had. It hasn't been easy, but it has certainly been empowering. And I bring that forward as we move into the new year. Enjoy yourself this week. Take the time to go into your sacred space. Take the time to meditate, to clear your year so that 2017 can hold all that you want. Dream big. Shine your light. We need you. Yes, we do. Thank you again for joining. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Happy New Year, guys. May 2017 be your best yet. May you find your spirit and let it empower you. From my heart to yours,
Namaste. Be your spirit. Thank you.